I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is Saturday, March 23rd. I'm guessing you've seen the images of a gaping hole in the side of a Boeing aircraft mid-flight. A door panel flew off an Alaska Airlines jet in early January. And while thankfully no one was killed, it caught the nation's attention for obvious reasons. And since then, headlines of Boeing's issues seem to be everywhere. So let's put it all into perspective today. What is actually rare and concerning, and what might be overhyped? And really, ultimately, for most of us, we just want to know, is it still safe to fly? Today, you'll hear the perspective of someone with more than 35 years of aviation safety experience, someone who has actually investigated major plane crashes himself. Jeff Gazzetti retired as the director of the Accident Investigation Division at the FAA and previously worked as a senior air safety investigator at the NTSB. He now leads Gazzetti Aviation Risk Discovery, a consulting firm committed to improving aviation safety around the world. He's here to explain more about recent incidents, his take on how Boeing is handling the aftermath, and whether he is hesitating at all getting on certain flights. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Jeff Gazzetti, thank you so much for joining us here on the Newsworthy.
Good to be with you.
So first, I just want to get your reaction and your thoughts when the door panel flew off during an Alaska Airlines flight in early January.
Well, my thoughts were that it was likely a manufacturing issue because the airplane was so new, right? It was just delivered to Alaska Airlines. And door plugs like that just don't blow off unless there was a misassembly issue.
Were you surprised, though, at how that this could even happen?
I guess after 35 years of investigating aircraft accidents, Erica, hardly anything surprises me anymore. Certainly, I could relate to the trauma of what those passengers were feeling when that door blew out. Fortunately, they weren't at a very high altitude, so the decompression wasn't explosive and it didn't suck anybody out, but it came close to that. Those types of things just simply should not happen and should not be acceptable.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, some reports were saying that if the plane was at a higher altitude, this would have been catastrophic.
Yes, that's correct, because the pressure differential is much greater at altitude. The cabin is pressurized for the comfort of the passengers so they can breathe and they're experiencing normal pressure as if they were on the ground. But as you climb up into the air, it gets much less dense. So at 30,000, 40,000 feet, the differential between the cabin pressure pushing out against the walls of the cabin is very great. And if there's a rupture, all that pressure wants to escape immediately and things get sucked out.
And just to remind people, no one, because I guess it wasn't high enough altitude, no one was killed. 100 people were hurt and obviously likely traumatized in some ways, or at least shaken up. But now, you know, as we've reported, the National Transportation Safety Board said the reason the door plugs blew off was because 4 bolts on that Boeing aircraft were missing. Can you explain what these bolts or plugs were, and how do they just go missing?
The 4 bolts kind of position the door in such a manner where the door is up against these stops, and there's no way that the pressure can go past those stops. And if those bolts aren't there, well, then the door can move up and down and move out of position where those door stops are no longer holding the door in. And so they're important to maintain the exact positioning of the door. And it appears that the work with those bolts occurred after Boeing received the fuselage from Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita. And it came up to Boeing in Seattle. And as the Boeing plant inspectors were inspecting the fuselage, they noticed some rivets that weren't properly placed. So they needed to get access around that plug door. And they actually removed the bolts and opened the door so that they can conduct their repairs. But when they put it back in, apparently the bolts were not installed. And so the NTSB is seeking to find out exactly who worked on the door, what process failed to cause those bolts from not being double inspected to make sure they were in there.
Yeah, you said kind of double inspect. So there should be processes in place to make sure that doesn't happen?
Yes, there should be processes in place to guarantee the quality of the work that's being performed.
And the FAA later said it found dozens of problems throughout the manufacturing process. What do we know about that so far? And what does that tell you?
It tells me that Boeing's got some manufacturing problems. You're correct. The FAA just released the results of their audit, and almost half of the spot checks that they conducted came up as failures. The reasons for the failures could be something minor, like a tool wasn't properly calibrated or something wasn't properly documented. But in aviation, all of your T's have to be crossed and your I's dotted, just because of potential catastrophic issues that can occur if something goes wrong. So yes, it's disturbing that the FAA's audit found a significant amount of failures, things that weren't properly completed.
And I do think that makes a lot of people wonder, you know, what else could be missing or messed up on all these Boeing planes that are still flying? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that the FAA is on the job now and Boeing is on notice. I don't know how widespread this potential problem is. Does it bleed into other production lines, like for the 777 or the 787? Or is it just this particular shift? Is it just this factory? Who knows how widespread the problem might be? But you could be sure that the FAA is forcing Boeing to make immediate changes and to prove that those changes are going to be successful.
Are you changing anything about how you're flying, what aircraft you're willing to fly on?
Absolutely not. I'll fly on a 737 MAX 8 anytime. This aviation is so incredibly safe, Erica. The redundancies are in place. Even this plug door event, because it had a seasoned crew and because most of the passengers were wearing seatbelts, you know, it prevented injury and death. And so, you know, these things can happen, but they're just highly unlikely. And I am not fazed a bit on flying on a Boeing airplane.
Even though we have seen several other incidents involving Boeing aircraft in recent weeks, I mean, we saw a Tiger flying off during takeoff, an engine catching fire and forcing an emergency landing, a 737 MAX 8 running off the runway. Would you consider that a lot of mechanical issues in a relatively short amount of time?
I would not. You got to figure, Erica, there's literally tens of thousands of commercial airline flights each day in this country. And to have an object fall off of an aircraft or to have an airplane veer off the side of the taxiway while coming off of a runway, while they shouldn't happen, they happen just because of the sheer exposure to the amount of flights that are up there. So maybe there was a day or two where you had 3 or 4 of these and it was a you know, a bit unusual to have them all in one day or all in a 2-day period, but they happen throughout the year. And I think the public and the news media is super sensitive to these and report out on them and kind of make a bigger deal than they really are.
So in other words, because of what happened that was more rare and problematic with the Alaska Airlines flight, everyone's more sensitive to things that actually happen quite often. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And in some ways, would you call it overhyped?
Yes, I would call it overhyped. But it's understandable. The vast majority of the public aren't in tune with the day-to-day operations of commercial aviation, you know, so it is, it does grab people's attention. So I understand it, but in my view, it's overhype.
And just to clarify, are there more mechanical issues or concerns now compared to the past?
No. I think if you look at the data, and I haven't, but my best guess is if you compare the number of these types of events this year with the same time last year, there would not be an increase.
Okay, but is there still some value in checking the aircraft you might be flying on when you book your next trip? Recent reports show some travelers are specifically looking for flights that don't use Boeing planes. Our guest expert is giving his thoughts on that and why all of this might impact your upcoming travel regardless. Oh, and we'll also address those two past deadly crashes from 2018 and 2019 involving Boeing planes. Explain what it means that an aircraft is a MAX jet in the first place, and much more. But first, a quick break for our sponsors. Now that spring is here, it is not only time to spring clean your closet, but it's also that time of year where you may have some weddings or special events coming up. And I'm here to tell all the ladies listening, do yourself a favor and stock your closet with Honeylove. Whether it's finding that just right bra for every day or getting shapewear that makes you feel great in a dress, Honeylove has it all. There's a reason our executive producer chose Honeylove shapewear on her wedding day above all the other brands she tried. And now I have the same in my closet. Plus, you all know I'm all about their breathable, versatile legging 2.0. My favorite leggings, hands down. Whether you're wearing Honeylove's shapewear and bras or their leggings and loungewear, you will love how they feel, how they function, and how they look. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more, and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. And after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. This episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. Ever since having a kid, I've needed to be a little more aware of my social battery. Sometimes I'm too drained to go to a gathering every weekend. And other times, I need a night out with friends ASAP. In fact, I made time for dinner with my girlfriends the other night, and it really just recharged me in a way I didn't even know I needed. And I get it. It can be easy to ignore our social battery, but really figuring out what drains you and what re-energizes you can affect all the other areas of your life. Therapy has helped me have the awareness and confidence to do what's right for my family and myself and not worry so much about the rest. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You'll get matched with a licensed therapist and you can switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to our conversation. Considering what did happen, at least with the Alaska Airlines flight in early January that, you know, we talked about is more concerning, do you think Boeing at this point is doing enough to address any potential further mechanical issues? What else should they be doing if not?
I think that they're doing enough now. I don't think they were doing enough last year or 2 years ago, in the wake of the two tragic fatal 737 MAX accidents. Obviously, they didn't do enough because this plug door event occurred and because of the poor results they're getting from these FAA audits. Are they doing enough now? I don't know. I'm not inside of Boeing. I'm no longer employed by the FAA. I retired from the FAA. I would guess that they are, simply because they are now under the white hot spotlight of public and congressional and regulatory scrutiny.
Yeah, I mean, you brought this up. Listeners likely remember the two deadly crashes, as you said, involving Boeing's, you know, best-selling 737 MAX 8, one in Indonesia in late 2018, the other in Ethiopia in early 2019. I believe you were still the director of the Accident Investigation Division at the FAA when the first crash happened, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Were there red flags back then about anything with Boeing's processes?
No, there weren't. At least none at the FAA should have spotted. Let me put it that way. Now, of course, the investigation that occurred the weeks and months after the Indonesian accident revealed significant issues with the way Boeing conducted safety assessments and with the way the FAA was conducting oversight. But at the time I was there, none of that had surfaced.
So that came out later. And to your point earlier, that they weren't doing enough based on the results of what that investigation later found. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. So after those two fatal accidents, Boeing was under the spotlight, just like they are now. And they said all the right things and they got a new CEO and they were messaging to their workforce as well as to the public about how they were changing. But then, you know, there were a series of little things kept on happening. There were manufacturing issues with the 737 MAX. There was debris found in some of the tail surfaces after they were produced. There were airworthiness directives that were issued regarding wiring, and now one with engine anti-ice system that they're still grappling with. And then you had the plug door event. So yeah, it takes time to implement an improved safety culture, but Boeing, in my view, appeared to try to press ahead with getting those airplanes out the door to make up for the fact the airplane was grounded for nearly 2 years, and also for some of the supply chain problems they've been experiencing with the pandemic.
So even with all that, you still wouldn't hesitate to get on one of those aircraft?
That's correct. I would not hesitate. I think Boeing is still a good company. I think the FAA is an effective regulator and quickly learns from its mistakes and is reacting properly. And I just think the odds of having an aircraft accident involving injuries or death is extremely rare, very rare. The last commercial airline accident to occur in this country was back in 2009 involving mass fatalities. So that's 15 years and it's a hell of a track record. And I think aviation safety is getting safer and safer.
So more needs to be done and travelers can feel safe flying.
Yes.
You know, it's still hard not to think about those deadly crashes we were talking about earlier whenever you kind of hear that 737 MAX name. Can you help people better understand what makes an aircraft a MAX jet?
The term MAX is really just a manufacturing trade name. So the MAX is like the third iteration of the 737. The first one being the classic, the 737-100, 200, and 300 models from the 60s and the 70s. Then they went to the 737 Next Gen series, which, by the way, have the absolute safest record of any aircraft ever built in history. And then they wanted to quickly compete with Airbus on a new airplane they were developing. So they took that same 737 model and hung more powerful, more fuel-efficient engines on it. But they had to move the engines a little bit because they were bigger and it didn't geometrically fit. So they moved them around and that changed the aerodynamics. But here now they have a 737 with more powerful and more fuel-efficient engines. And so they said, what should we call this? We'll call it the MAX.
Do you think there's any value for travelers to actually check the aircraft they might be flying and reconsider anything? Or is there any value to that?
Well, so flyers are already doing that. Some people like to fly Boeing. Some people like to fly Airbus. Some people like 787s versus the 777s. For my money, everything is just as safe as everything else, quite frankly. We live in such a low-tolerant society for accidents or safety events that we're much safer in the commercial airline industry. And the difference in safety between one airplane type and another is minuscule, in my view.
What has the impact been to airlines themselves because of these Boeing issues?
Well, it's really starting to affect them now because these airlines rely on Boeing and Airbus to provide them with airplanes as soon as possible. The flying public is wanting to fly in droves, and the airlines cannot keep up with demand because they can't get airplanes fast enough. So now that Boeing has reduced their production rate of 737 MAXs because of these issues, airlines are having difficulty in introducing the airplanes they need to add to their fleet to take care of this customer demand. So they're losing money as a result of Boeing's problems.
And for travelers, that probably means fewer flights available for them.
That's correct. Fewer flights available. I don't think the number of people that want to fly has gone down because of these safety events. However, the demand is certainly there, and the airlines are trying to meet that demand, and they can't because of a shortage of airplanes.
What would you still say, you know, final thought for travelers who are maybe feeling a little more uneasy than they used to, or just final thoughts in general about this topic and everything that's been going on?
Well, I think Boeing has a reckoning that's already here, where they need to increase the quality of their product and they need to improve the safety culture of their company. All that said, though, flying is incredibly safe. I don't think anyone should be fearful of flying on a commercial airliner. The system is the safest form of transportation out there, and the FAA and the industry want to ensure that the commercial airline industry is safe. And they do that by working every day for redundancy and safety.
Well, thank you so much to our guest today, Jeff Gazzetti, for sharing his expert insights and analysis. Learn more about him and his consulting firm committed to aviation safety at GazzettiAviation.com. And if you found this helpful or interesting, please be sure to text the episode link to a friend or share it on social media. We so appreciate you spreading the word about the show. Of course, we'll be keeping you updated about any other major developments when it comes to Boeing and airline safety, alongside all the other news you need to know for the day with our 10-minute news roundups Monday through Friday mornings. So we'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.